And I went through like a very small phase where I watched like a little bit of wrestling because there was this one little guy that I liked.
Who?
What was his
WWE
name?
WWE or NWO?
No, it was WWE.
Or WWF, I guess.
No, it was WWE. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember his name. But it was these two guys. They were like doubles partners. What do you call them?
Tag team.
Yeah.
Like it's tennis. Double partners.
Yeah. Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist.
We're two Bravo-holics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is Gone with the Wind fabulous.
I'm Bree.
And I'm LP.
And this is Boy Meets Bravo.
Episode 74.
Existential Square.
Did we find a title? Oh.
It might be. I don't know. What are we talking about today?
We'll see how it goes. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, fam. My people are sitting around the table with me right now.
I am loving this kitchen table situation that we've moved into. It's mm-hmm. very intimate.
Yeah, potting on the table we don't eat at.
I know, we really don't. So every once in a while, I'll look over and Desmond will be sitting at the table eating alone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to sit at the table today.
Where's my family? Nowhere to be found.
Where is my family? On the couch.
I think we'll move to the...
Eating dinner like a normal American.
Yeah. I think we'll move to the table when Carter gets a little older, but...
Mm, yeah.
We're still... We are true Americans. We watch the TV.
Yeah. Only time I have dinner at the... I have a dining room table. The only time I eat dinner there is, I guess, if my nephew's over or... That's about it. Or if like a couple of people are over and you can't, there's not enough room on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rough. Well, what has been going on with you, my friend?
Oh, you know, another week, another ailment, but I just stormed through. No, I saw some fun news on the, where did I see this? Oh, I am a slore for the Daily Mail, like stories on Snapchat. It's a very specific way.
Very specific way.
The only reason I use Snapchat is for reading the Daily Mail, like slew of stories, the gossipy bullshit that comes out on a daily basis. It drops at like 9 a.m. It's great fun. Anyways, today I saw that they are making a Richard Simmons movie. And by they, I mean he will be forever immortalized through Pauly Shore. And
perfect.
Yeah.
So is this like a post-hummus movie?
Posthumous.
Since LP killed him last year.
Yeah, we tried to kill him off in a previous episode.
You know, he's still with us, and and to be immortalized, you know, on the small screen, because apparently it's a YouTube film. So,
yeah, you showed us a trailer before we started recording. Pauly Shore, where has he been? Like
waiting for a role of a lifetime.
I mean, it's fitting. I guess.
Is it?
I haven't seen him since like Encino Man. Where the fuck has he been?
I guess who else would play, you know, Richard Simmons? You know,
if Richard Simmons was tall, then I think, I don't know if you guys would know him, but Cody Rigsby, the Peloton instructor, would be an awesome Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah. Put a wig on Cody.
Yes. But he's too, like,
they don't look enough alike. Hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, who
very
else?
Different body styles.
Ariana's current man. He has a curly hair.
Yeah. The little elf Keebler elf that she's dating?
Yeah.
Poor thing. He really is like a little elf.
He is a little Keebler elf.
But yeah.
She's got weird type. Yes.
Go ahead and watch it. Let us know how it is. I don't think Brie and I are going to watch
it. You don't think you're
going
to watch the Richard Simmons film? You're going to seek it out on YouTube?
No. I wouldn't think that'd pop up in my algorithm.
It looked decently produced, right? Like it didn't look like it was. I mean, when I pulled it up, you asked if it was a parody.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't know if it was real or not.
Yeah.
But trailers can fool you.
Do they need more advertisement? I mean,
we will plug it here. We don't need to be paid. We won't be paid, I'm sure. But
here we are.
If they want to pay us.
I mean, I could use a couple like autographed Pauly Shore movies. He was like the GOAT back
Is that
in
more valuable
heyday.
To you than Richard Simmons? Because I feel like if we could actually make some money off of a signed Richard Simmons.
No. I want Pauly Shore.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, like he had a good run of movies when I was a kid. He was
Biodome.
Like that guy. Oh my gosh, classic.
Yeah.
Yes. Him and Brendan Fraser.
Yes. Yeah. Pauly Shore movies were like, because it was the generation, I guess it was probably generation, what is that? Generation X?
Yeah.
The one that's before us, I guess?
Yeah.
It was like their generation. So I remember seeing the Pauly Shore movies and we were just like a little too young to be officially watching them, but I would watch them anyways.
I bet now they hit different.
If
we were to watch them again.
Things that we watched 10 years ago hit different now. Can only imagine a Pauly Shore movie.
Oh, like wrestling, which I caught my wife watching the other day.
Are you a WWE fan?
No, I don't know. Desmond like mentioned it, and I went through like a very small phase where I watched like a little bit of wrestling because there was this one little guy that I liked.
Who?
What was his
WWE
name?
Or NWO?
No, it was WWE.
Or WWF, I guess.
It was WWE. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember his name, but it was these two guys. They were like doubles partners. What do you call them?
Tag team.
Yeah.
Like it's tennis. Doubles partners. Yeah, okay.
I only remember that it's tag team because we had the WWF NWO N64 game. And so we would be like, there were three of us. I was three younger siblings. And so we'd always, and we had two controllers. So we had to like tag team in.
Doubles.
We took it very seriously.
Yeah. Maybe when we come back for tea time, I'll figure it out by then and let you know. Cause I did have a little moment where I loved it. But yeah, I was watching, so I'm rewatching Gossip Girl. And something was happening with the Max app. So I had to close it down. And I opened up Peacock and the Royal Rumble was on for WWE. And so I was just clicked it, and like all of a sudden, an hour goes by, and I've watched the whole Women's Royal Rumble. Congrats, Bayley, the winner of the Royal Rumble.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, I watched that whole thing, and it's ridiculous. And like,
do you consider yourself a fan?
No, I don't even know what happened to me. Literally, Desmond came up from downstairs, and he was like, "What are you doing?
What are you watching?"
And I was just like, I don't know.
Well, it is kind of like Bravo. You always kind of associated Bravo with professional wrestling.
That's true.
It's the pageantry of it all.
Desmond has been watching some reality TV.
What you been watching?
Oh, I have been watching On Patrol. That's reality TV I can get into.
On Patrol?
On Patrol Live.
Oh, is that like Cops?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. It's a new version of Cops. It was actually called Live PD back in the day.
I remember that.
But rebranded On Patrol now. And guess what?
What?
They just added Coweta County, Georgia. Down there in Noonan.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see some people I know.
Well, I told you about my cousin. He was on Cops.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Fire. Watching him have to pull over and receive drugs that were hidden in a woman's nether regions is something you never expect to be so proud of for your cousin. That's my family. That's my cousin. Yeah. Shout out, protect and serve.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, Desmond's been watching it binging On Patrol Live. It's actually incredibly entertaining.
Fantastic show.
Yeah. I believe it.
There's one cop down there in Noonan who looks exactly like the comedian Andrew Schultz. Do you know who that is? They look exactly alike. So shout out to him. He's kind of a dick on the show, but in a funny way.
Oh my God, it was funny. Is he the one who had that man out in 20 degree weather with no shirt on and said, "Stop talking to me"?
Oh, it could have been.
Oh man.
Yeah.
It's good.
Good show.
It's pretty good.
All right, you ready to tell us your story? Now, what happened, Bree?
Listen.
You're talking about riding dirty.
I was riding dirty a little bit on accident. So, I don't know if you guys knew this.
Y'all, when she told me this story, as a husband, I feel like I failed my wife.
What's that?
Okay. So, in Georgia, at least, the time to renew your registration for your car is your birthday month. Specifically, your birthday. I thought it was your birthday month. You had the whole month. So my birthday was last week. And so I went to renew Well, before I even did that, because I thought I had till the end of the month, right? I go to the store.
Literally, I think I have the whole year, so you're ahead of me.
So I go to the grocery store, have my daughter in the cart, and I'm checking out. Get a bottle of wine. I go to pay. I go to show the self-checkout lady my license.
I didn't know you had your child with you. This is even more offensive.
Yeah. I check out, or I try to check out. I give her my license, and she says, ma'am, your license is expired. And I was like,
no one asked you.
Oh. And I said, oh, okay, well, because first of all, I've never had my license expired. Maybe I just moved too much that I...
they last 10 years.
Okay, yeah. Well, so I said, well, my birth date is on there. And she was like, ma'am, you can't buy this when... So we're having a little chat about,
I'll be like,
I
ma'am,
can't buy booze.
You see my child that came out of my body?
So then I was like, you know what, fine. So I leave without my booze. And then I go to the little machine where you can like self-renew your registration for your car. And then I go in there and I can't... we have moved. So they were like, do you want to change your address? I said, yeah.
So I go to, of course.
Yeah. So I go to change my address. And then at the end of it, they say, cool, we'll send you an email when your address is changed. Like in the meantime, essentially your shit is still expired. And I was like, okay. So I've just been, I mean, since the other day, cause I have not driven my own car. I did go to the DMV and get my license renewed. But I had to drive Desmond's car today when I had to go on my field trip to Costco because my poor little car is illegal.
I tell you what, that wouldn't have been my last stop. I would have gone to
whatever I needed to do.
Other grocery stores, other liquor stores where they trust that I am of age.
I'm so of age.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, lady at Kroger, follow the rules. Guess where I'm going? All American package mm-hmm. down the street.
So, long story short, I had no drove my daughter home. My illegal ride.
She had no valid license and no valid registration on the car.
How do you feel about that?
I was hot, but you know, it's not could do. You know, she goes to jail. It happens. You know, shit happens.
I can tell you, as someone who has had both expired licenses and registrations, you don't go to jail. They just give you a ticket, and it can be a hefty ticket. It can be like a 200 and plus
Listen,
a ticket.
I know now. Lesson learned. I'm only half dirty now, so I gotta wait till tomorrow morning when that tag off is open.
Full clean.
Uh-huh.
Well, wipe her down.
From watching On Patrol for the past 2 weeks,
I know
they'll lock your ass up.
I know.
So yeah,
with the baby in the back seat, they don't trust you.
God. A mess. But
we made it.
We did. But the reason we're here, some Bravo news. All right.
Oh, can I do my round?
Yeah, you just skipped him.
Like, yeah,
oh, I thought On Patrol was
yeah,
yours.
Outside On Patrol.
Oh, okay.
There's some other things we didn't talk about.
Oh.
There's a festival that we're going to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys heard of the Lovers and Friends Festival?
I saw the lineup.
It was ridiculous.
Wild.
There's no need for us to pull it up and read it unless you want to. But
I'm going to.
If you think about, if you're our age, like mid-30s, young 30s, every single artist that you listen to.
Every single one.
Was going to be there. Every single one. And it's going to be a one-day festival.
This is so, all in one day? No.
I don't know how.
Yeah, one day. So, Brie, I think you said you hopped in the queue to try to get tickets and they end up selling out. But guess what?
What?
There's still a way we can go.
How?
If we want to do the hotel and like the ticket package, that's still available. So if you book the hotel along with it, you get a ticket to the festival. What? It's like 700 something per person.
I mean, that's worth it for the hotel and the ticket?
Yeah.
For how long?
We paid more for BravoCon.
Yes. So.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We'll
and
look
like.
This up. All right. Well, let's hurry up.
Mary J. Blige, Alicia Keys, Janet Jackson, Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, Gwen Stefani, Backstreet Boys, Usher, Ludacris, Nelly, Nas, Nelly Furtado, Ciara, TLC, minus one, I'm assuming. T-Pain.
Oh, JoJo. Maya.
Lil Wayne performing the Carter 3.
98 Degrees. When's the last time they were on stage together?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Fat Joe.
Lineup
Maya? Juveniles?
So when is
like every, even down to the very last line, it's good. Like you've got 112 and Jaquan and Black on the very last line. If that's your lowest line, Oh my God.
Bree said she wanted to see Jaquan. I'm looking at her like, all these people here?
Yeah, right?
We are not wasting time seeing Jaquan.
I'm just saying, if that's like the last lines, like your headline
is. It's a millennial dream come true.
Yeah.
And so as soon as we're done here, I'm going to look.
I think it's sometime in May.
It's May 4th. I get you.
Oh my God. Yeah. Brandy and Monica will absolutely be doing a duet.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The boy is mine. The boy is mine. The boy is mine.
Oh my God.
Yep. So, oh my gosh. Okay. I'm excited.
I mean, do we buy tickets actively right now? I mean, pause the podcast.
We could.
No, I'm kidding.
What else?
We do have another event coming up this week. We do have James Kennedy this Friday.
Oh, we do. Friday night.
We're going to see DJ James Kennedy.
Parents night out.
DJ James Kennedy's coming to the ATL.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about it starting at 10, but hey, we've planned around that. So
yeah, we got a nap time in the books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. We'll check. Well, first of all, follow us at Boy Meets Bravo on Instagram. I will be sharing our experience there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it for my around the room.
Okay.
All I got for you.
Okay. Anything on your timeline, Bravo-wise?
Oh.
What's been on Twitter? X, Elon site.
Hannah Giggly. What's her name?
That's right. Hannah Burner.
Yeah.
She's getting a Netflix comedy special.
That's a shocker.
They're really just giving them out to almost anybody.
Wow.
Except for Monique, but.
Oh.
How does Hannah get a Netflix special before Monique?
You know why.
Oh, that's crazy. But
wow.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's big.
She's funny-ish, you know?
I guess it must have been you, Des, but I was like, is she very funny? Like, is she comedian funny?
I haven't seen any of her stand-up.
I've seen clips, and they're good for clips.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that does not mean you can string together a solid 10, 15, 30 minutes. Like. You can make people laugh with a joke, but does not a comedian make? You know what I mean? Like, that's what, toot my horn for a second. When I tried briefly comedy, like, that's the lesson I learned is, like, you might be funny, you might be able to tell a joke, and you might have good timing, but it's a whole different story about being able to, like, weave together even a tight 10, you know, like, let alone 30 minutes or an hour. So we'll see.
Well, since it's a special, you can always add a laugh track in the back, so she'll be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be all right.
Where is she doing it? Do we know? Like, is she doing it at a cool venue? Has anyone?
Oh, no. When I saw
like at the Apollo.
Yes.
That's funny.
Wow. Okay. Oh.
What else is on your timeline?
CT and Phaedra, fucking, maybe, possibly.
What? Oh my God, two worlds of mine colliding. CT, like CT.
Yeah.
CT from Real World, yeah. From France.
Yeah. And Phaedra.
Phaedra went on Watch What Happens Live and said.
I can kind of see it.
That she was like, oh yeah, he was like my little Trader's House crush.
Yeah, okay, but does that mean they?
Well, I don't know. What do you know that I don't know?
I don't know anything.
Oh God.
That's all I know.
Okay.
So
does CT look as juicy as he always did?
Mm-hmm, but dad bod.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
I know.
I honestly prefer that to the old muscly one. Yeah.
So speaking of Traitors, have you watched?
I have. It has autoplayed in the background.
Okay.
By accident a couple times.
Listen, this is my very humble opinion. That show is garbage. And I don't know why you guys love it so much, but I am bored.
Do you love it?
I'm not watching it.
Oh, who's you guys?
Our listeners.
Oh, do they love
respectfully.
It?
Respectfully.
You
know?
Fuck off, respectfully.
I just like, it is so boring. It's not even the figuring out who the traitor part is exciting or schemey to me. Like it's.
So what is the premise of the show? Because I did not get it when I was watching it.
The premise is that there's this group of people. I don't even know how many people. Let's say 15. It might be more. I don't know. Let's say there's 15 people and like two of them, and they literally sit at the table, and the host duck duck gooses them to decide who's a traitor and who's not. And then,
and like, is it like heads up, seven up? Like, yes, they're like heads are down.
Yes,
and they
essentially.
Have no clue.
Yeah. And so the traitors, they meet up at night and they decide who they're going to quote unquote murder. But
so
murder,
the traitors know the traitors.
They do, okay. Yes. And then the other people are the faithfuls. And okay. Then the traitors were
feels very
watched,
culty.
I only watched 2.5 episodes because I just can't. But the traitors, they then like choose one more person to be a traitor. So where I am in the show, there's three traitors. And then in between the traitors deciding who they're going to murder, which is literally putting an envelope under somebody's door and they have to read it in a confessional and say, you have been murdered. That's the murder. They do these challenges, but it's like a sad, the challenge version of challenges so that they can, so they can gain some money,
you know,
to win at the
like?
End.
What do they win?
Have you ever, money. Have you ever played Among Us?
Yes.
That's exactly what it sounds
it
like.
Is. Among Us. It is. It's this, this little cartoony computer game. And
it's the same exact
yeah,
thing,
it's the same
but a video
premise.
Game.
It's, I don't know. I might finish the episode I'm on, but it's just like not even.
Not worth it.
It's really just, blech. Yeah. Hmm. Unfortunately.
Well, maybe we'll see CT on Married to Medicine.
The dream. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
L2 be out in these streets stalking.
Can you imagine?
Okay, I have two more things because the next thing Desmond was excited about because he's always had a thing about Monica Garcia, Fowler, Darnell. She's got lots of last
names.
Oh,
names.
Hold up, hold up. Let me get the soundboard ready. Keep going, baby. This is the greatest story ever.
Monica is out.
Oh my gosh. We got the air horns today. The rat is dead.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. They're about to actually start filming Salt Lake again, and they, I think it was like right after the third part of the reunion, they said that she was not going to be coming back, which obviously.
Yeah, none of those women were going to film with her.
No, and like Angie was actually on Two T's in a Pod and told Tamara and Teddy that, because Tamara asked, like, did you guys all tell producers, like, you will not film with her? And she said, no, they never, like, producers asked them lots of questions about whatever, but they never said, like, will you or will you not film with
I'm sure they
Monica?
Don't want to incite that.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So she was like, no, I never said that, but, like, obviously, how could she come back and it be real, you know?
Well, I mean, you watched the reunions. I mean, she got brutalized. Like, they all, at one point or another, ganged up on her. She... I am not going to stand up for Monica. She is an actual sociopath, like, for sure, which shone very true on the reunions. But she was coming in at a deficit, and, like, anything she did was going to be torn apart. And she sat there for what was 3 hours of television for us, but I'm sure a much longer day for her, and took it.
Andy gave her the chance to have the last word, to just, like, say anything
she,
that she needed to say.
She pieced it.
And she didn't.
She pieced it. She was like, I've got no more fight left in me, kind of thing.
I guess. But I mean, besides being reality Von Teese, she also lied to Andy about her casting email.
Oh no, she's a psychopath.
And about how producers knew, which like maybe they did, maybe they didn't, right? But like Andy was like, no, because like we would not have cast you had that been knowledge up front. So, I mean, that by itself, you can't lie to dad.
You can't lie to daddy. So. Zaddy.
Saint Zaddy?
But I think the part that just disturbed me is like, you could see how she took things and twisted them and like made them into something they weren't. When, do you remember the brown girl versus, what did she actually say?
So Angie said, Monica, you are a low brow. And Monica said, brown?
You said brown. I heard you say brown.
And Angie was like, brow. And even Andy was like, no, she didn't say that. Like, yeah.
But there were other things too that throughout that, like when Heather would talk about her experience with Jen and other stuff, she would just, I don't know, she twisted things. She would take things and make them her own. You could see how she is a little bit demented in her thinking. I mean, you've met her mother. You know? You've
seen her mother on TV.
Yeah. Oof.
My.
How the tables have turned.
The turntables have turned. Like, I love it. Like,
I know, you're right. I take it back. I said a handful of episodes. I was like, I like her as a housewife. I welcome her.
Fire her immediately. And that's exactly what they did.
Right. Yeah.
The minute he knew that she turned on Jen, he was over it.
Fucking rats.
Well, like, the depths of ratitude, by the way, like, driving by her, like, that's psychotic. The level of, like, where she would drive by her house on an everyday, saying that the police or the FBI had told her to, like, drive by and track her. No, they did not. They did not involve you in her investigation. And it's just like, what sort of life do you have to lead where that is how you spend your days? Mm-hmm. You have four kids and you spend time driving past some woman's house just to, like, capture any scrap of anything against her. It's wild.
And to work for free.
Right.
Yeah. Ugh.
We need to be able to take phone calls on this pod so Jen can call in.
Oh, my God.
I really want to know what she thinks about this.
I absolutely would love to take phone calls. That time that your mom called in really was a highlight. I literally have never felt more like Delilah in my whole life.
Yeah. So, Jen, if you're listening to this, DM me and we can set
that up. We'll send you money for the commissary if that's helpful.
Come on. She got bread. Like, just DM me. Come on, we'll set it up.
Oh, my God.
I know she's listening.
Oh, my God.
She follows me, sure.
I know. I wonder what our listenership in Texas is.
She does.
We're lit.
So, speaking of older women, I guess, you like Countess Luann.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top bod.
Are you LP?
What?
Are you watching Southern Hospitality?
I don't.
Or have you seen it?
I can't get
it.
I watched season one. I can't get into it.
Yeah, it's all right. But one of the guys who works at the club, his name is Joe Bradley.
I know who you're talking about.
He looks like a Ken doll, like a brunette Ken doll. So he was on watch. Well, he's been like semi-dating Danielle from Summer House. And he and Luann were on Watch What Happens Live this week. And afterward, allegedly, he told somebody in the press that, like, he was putting up the brakes on his relationship with Danielle because they were in different parts in their life. Essentially, she was like this very, very successful woman and he, like, wasn't there
he's
yet.
He's a fucking barback.
Kind of. He's front of the house. But apparently, allegedly, he and Countess Luann were all over each other and maybe hooked up.
Hot.
Okay. He skipped straight from the software engineer to royalty.
Yes, he did. And I fully believe this. I don't care if it's just a rumor. I think it tracks completely.
I could see her literally sticking her hand down his pants. Like, on in the elevator. I don't know. Like, yeah.
Single Countess.
She takes what she wants. And she saw a younger man and she took him.
Yeah.
Damn, sound like Donald Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Kind of. Hand on the... Mm-hmm.
Oh my, we're gonna X that one out. Oh my God. Okay, let us take a quick break.
Where'd you work at?
Olive Garden. Until I got fired.
What, like Tiger Town? Where's Hulk? Yeah, fire.
That's a good one. Let's tell that story next week. That's a good one.
What, LP getting fired?
Yes. Yeah. It's a good story. I remember that day. Oh, she was like, I'm
coming. I got Karen'd.
Yeah. She was like, I'm coming. Ooh, hey.
Hey.
Coochie, coochie.
Yeah, coochie, coochie. You guys have really cute, sexy time talk.
Got my titties out on the pod.
Okay. I remember you called me after. You're like, so I'm coming home. And I was like, oh, I thought you were working at night. And you were like,
not anymore.
No. That was funny.
I got Karen'd.
All right.
Speaking of Karen, what are we sipping on tonight?
Good
job. It's the Grand Dame.
Come on.
We hopped into Real Housewives of Potomac per the boys' request. And
we hopped into our hot.
I
see. Ba-doom-tsh. Fire.
LP and I have been pretty openly, like, meh about this season of RHOP, which sucks because we really like Potomac. Like, it's top three for sure. for me anyway. But I don't know. So we assigned Desmond an episode. What did you think of it? What went down? Give the people your breakdown.
Oh, okay. Season 8, episode 8. They were celebrating the 8. Kruger. 8. What's her name?
The Kruger. I that like it. That is good. That is good, actually.
Karen Huger.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's fire. Yeah. I didn't mean to do that.
I didn't mean to, but it did.
That. Okay. That was good.
So, yeah. For some reason, they wanted to celebrate her in Austin, Texas.
Because it was her birthday, not for some reason.
Yeah, but why Austin? You mean Texas?
Why Austin?
Okay. That was Ashley's idea.
Ashley.
I think everyone had that same reaction, like, oh.
I could see okay. her, I could see Giselle and Robin being like, Texas. Like,
But yeah, episode was meh.
Yeah.
But maybe you ladies can help me out. What happened between Candace and Robin in the bus?
I need Bree to explain it because I could barely understand.
Because that's how the episode started off when they did the little recap.
Yeah. Okay. So Candace is kind of on the outs. Well, she is on the outs with the Green-Eyed Bandits, with Robin and Giselle. And actually, at the end of the most recent episode, we actually get them sitting down to have a conversation before Candace walks away. So we find out that Candace is upset because last season, Giselle made it seem like Candace's husband was inappropriate with her at the reunion. Do you
I remember that. Okay. Yeah.
Where she was like, he wanted to see me in my room by myself. And he was like, hold on. Like, A, we're friends. B, yeah, to like just have a private conversation. But she insinuated that it was creepier than that. And Robin at first was very team Chris Bassett. Very team, like, he wouldn't, no, that wasn't weird. He wasn't being creepy. But Candace got it in her head somehow that Robin essentially kind of co-signed or knew that what Giselle was going to be doing, bringing all of that up about Chris and not shooting it down to Giselle the way that she did to Candace and on camera. That's the problem that Candace has with Robin. And she didn't like that last season. Remember when it came out after the season that Juan paid for that woman's hotel room, but he swears nothing happened? Candace didn't like that Robin didn't bring that up or that they didn't have to talk about it on the show. She felt like she was like picking and choosing what she was going to share on the show when everybody else has to share everything.
Doesn't matter. Mind the business that pays you.
Okay.
I kind of, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So that we figured out that's the problem.
Wait, because who in their right mind, you know, as they've gotten, like, obviously Robin and Juan have a lengthy history in their marriage and their relationship, and it's gotten back on track in the last handful of years where they are, you know, co-parenting well, and then that evolved into being back in a relationship together, and then, like, they are engaged, and we'll get to the Juan Dixon kind of factor of it in a minute, but, like, why would you expect a woman to come onto the show that is in a good place with her husband of many years and throw him under the bus for entertainment? Of course not. Which is
exactly what Robin said. She was like, why would I do that?
Of course not. And, like, I get it. I'm sure you feel a little burned because, yes, I'm sure that Robin co-signed to some degree what Giselle was going to do and bringing up all of Chris Bassett's quote-unquote transgressions, because of course they talk about everything. They're actual best friends, so of course she's going to know some bogus storyline that Giselle is trying to invent. It doesn't justify or now mean, however, that this woman has to throw her husband under the bus.
I think Candace is seeing how a parallel between Giselle bringing up this thing that happened after the season ended, like off camera, into the new season, where Robin's stuff with Juan happened off camera, off season, but that didn't come into the new season.
Right.
So she was getting heat. Her husband was getting heat for something that he did not do, for something like very egregious that he did not do. But Juan probably did something super sketchy, and he's essentially getting off scot-free. So she's feeling a way about it.
Well, now that I get. Like, I would be pissed, too, if somebody made up a storyline about my husband, about him being creepy in a hotel room, that we all know that story's not true. And then your husband does do something out of line and weird and kind of creepy, and we're just not going to talk about it.
That's, like, the problem.
Okay, I do get that. I defend Robin in saying, like, of course she's not going to bring it up. But from a show standpoint, like, Yeah, I'd be pissed too. I would be pissed too. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen...
What do you think?
Have you seen any of Juan and Robin's kind of conversations about any of this? Like when she calls him upset?
About Candace?
Yeah.
I saw it this episode.
Okay.
Where she was like, hey, what's up with your FaceTime?
Yeah,
and he was lying, saying he was folding clothes.
You think he was lying?
Man, shut the fuck up. You're
she actually, clothes. Andy, or maybe Andy asked a viewer question, I don't know, but he brought that up on Watch What Happens Live a few weeks ago. He was like, was that weird to you that he didn't like show his face on the FaceTime? And she was like, no, of course not.
I mean, if you don't pick up my FaceTime, I'm calling right back.
Literally yesterday, I was upstairs vacuuming because I bought myself a vacuum for my birthday.
Classic. Hey.
And so I didn't hear my phone. And I looked and there was like two missed calls. And first of all, he's also in the basement.
He's in the house.
Yeah, but I called him back and he's like, what were you doing? And I was like, vacuuming. He's like, yeah, I heard the vacuum. But yeah, so, but like, that is weird to not, the only reason I could see not picking up a FaceTime for real is if you're in the car, because if it's automatically plugged in the car, it doesn't, sure, you know, pop up. But yeah, when he was like, you know, folding laundry.
His hands were busy. He was folding, mm-hmm, you know, couldn't hit that FaceTime button.
Prop that phone up so I can see where you're folding laundry. Yeah,
folding laundry seems like a really easy way to, right, FaceTime, in fact. Like, in fact, I have FaceTimed while folding laundry many times.
Yeah, and I don't even like taking phone calls, but if I'm folding laundry, that might be the time. Right? I might call somebody.
Kind of keeps you a little bit entertained while you're doing it.
So
Juan Dixon has had a fall from grace.
He's given me the ick. We used to
y'all used to love this motherfucker.
We did. He's gone the way of Mauricio Umansky.
Even more so. I don't like the way he's talking to his woman.
I don't like it either. The last day that they were in Texas and she called because she was upset.
Was this while she's having breakfast, like in her hotel room?
No, this was later. When he was folding laundry, he said to her, like, you need to be the bigger person. That conversation felt fine to me when he was like, just, you know, whatever, just hear her out, you know, whatever. And she didn't want to hear it. But all the other conversations are horrible.
Yeah.
Because she literally calls him and she's upset. And she's like, God, they're bringing it up again. I'm defending you. And he's like screaming at her about it. And like, I think we've talked about it before on a past episode, but he doesn't get the same type of heat that she does. She's in front of the camera having to answer these questions for some bullshit that you keep doing, but you're upset that it keeps getting brought up on the show, but you keep doing it. And she's taking the heat for it, and you're upset with her for reacting.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, you know how they say, like, your partner should never be the, like, your opposition in the relationship? The situation or the problem should be your opposition in a situation. He's viewing her as the problem, not the bigger situation as the problem. And so therefore he's being combative with her rather than like them teaming up together against the situation.
Or just to play devil's advocate, he could come from the perspective of, hey, I've told you, like, don't let this shit bother you, but still you're calling me every other day talking about these ladies harassing you about it. Like, how many times do I have to tell you just let it roll off your shoulder? Because that's what it sounded like he was telling her at the restaurant. So, just, you know, just another side. Maybe he's getting fed up of, like, damn, just have fucking backbone with these bitches. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. As a sensitive Sally, I can tell you.
You don't. How many times I have to tell this woman, don't let this shit affect you?
And I get it. But, like, especially with, you know, she's feeling it super personally because it's her husband and people are thinking or saying, I mean, probably thinking the right thing, but about her husband, and she's feeling lots of feelings about it. So he needs to just keep listening to the problem, you know, that she keeps dealing with, because he keeps paying for hotel rooms for women that are not her.
That's the downfall,
that's the
right?
Downfall.
Like, it would be one thing if it was made up rumors and it wasn't things to worry about, but she's having to deal with actual wrongdoings that he did.
It's a mess.
He should be a little bit more apologetic, in my opinion, or a little bit more accepting of the problem if he's the one that caused it.
Maybe he has been.
We just haven't seen it. All right. Benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Benefit of the doubt. How would you react, I guess, if like Candace was sitting there being like, Bree, Desmond was is being sketchy. Why aren't we calling out Desmond for being sketchy?
Mm-hmm. I would act the same way that Robin did. I would lose my mind every time and then call Desmond. But he would answer his FaceTime.
All right, man. Fuck these women. Like, who gives a fuck what they say? That same shit I tell her now.
Mm-hmm. So ultimately, you are Robin and Juan.
He is not Juan.
I mean,
well, he hasn't been paying for women's hotel rooms or covering up sexual scandals for basketball teams.
Oh, God. No. But yeah, back to Karen. Is she 60?
60.
Triple 20.
Triple 20.
That was her 60th birthday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That woman looks damn good for 60. Shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she has a good plastic surgeon.
She does. She's not been shy about it.
Yeah.
That face is a taut.
He does love an older one.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, what else about this episode? Who the fuck is Nika? Nika.
Nika.
What?
Yeah,
NECA.
What'd you say?
Oh.
NNEKA.
Okay, spelled that wrong.
Yeah.
In my notes.
Okay. 1K or 2Ks? I can't remember. 1K, yeah.
She should be Wendy's best friend because
they're both Nigerian queens.
Yeah, but they run in the same circles too, like the same like Nigerian circle in
Potomac.
Like
they're cousins or best friends and stuff like that.
And like, but they like came in just at odds. So she's the newest housewife this season.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And honestly, she's not doing as bad as Anne Marie on Real Housewives of Beverly
Hills. I don't
mind
NECA. I kind of like NECA. I feel like she came in at a deficit and she's just trying to like, not at a deficit, but like I feel like Wendy decided early that she was not gonna like her.
Yeah.
And so therefore she's trying to find her position. And that poor girl, while Candace is on the phone with Wendy at Candace's like shower that she threw, and all NECA is just sitting there being like, "Can I talk to you? Hey, can I talk to you? This is great party, thanks. Okay, bye." Like it's just, you feel so bad for her. You feel like she's the kid at the cafeteria that's trying to like find a seat.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy, honestly. I hope that they give her another season. I think that she deserves another season to, like, fit with the group. But the way that NECA and Wendy should be, that's how I feel about Candace and Ashley. Like, they should be besties.
Maybe it's because they're too similar.
Oh, with their powers combined, man.
I hate that Ashley and Wendy don't get along. I mean, Ashley and Candace.
Yeah. I know.
My two favorite housewives.
They really could be your powers combined, like Captain Planet style. It would be amazing.
It bothers me.
Wind, water, fire,
heart,
earth.
With our powers combined.
Yeah.
I am Captain Planet. Yeah.
You remember that year I was Captain Planet for Halloween?
I sure do. We'll save the rest. Maybe our Patreon one day.
Our Patreon. Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about.
Yeah. I had to be picked up in my blue costume the next morning.
Yeah. Post it.
It was a good outfit. I'm sure we could find it.
But yeah, so what happened with Ashley and Candace at the dinner? Ashley called out Candace for being fake towards Robin?
Yeah. No, she called out Candace for talking shit about Robin on the internet.
Which she was right.
Yeah, she did. She did.
She was right to call her out about that.
She did. Yeah. But Ashley's always doing that. Like it had nothing to do with Ashley. And I think that was the problem that Candace has with Ashley.
Yeah.
Is Ashley's like, I want to talk about this thing that is between you and this person. But
she's a pot stirrer in a really obvious way. And Candace also is a pot stirrer. So I think they would kind of like respect like for like, but they don't. Candace is also a pot stirrer, but in a, I don't know, it's more in her, how she reads people, whereas Ashley's a little bit more, like, sneaky, I think, about it. Not sneaky, because it's so obvious.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, I agree. Like, they should be. Can you imagine if that was a real, like, they were bosom buddies?
My dream is for Ashley's boobs, y'all. Oh, my
God.
I'm telling you, I've got it. I'm researching plastic surgeons.
LP and I were talking this week. I found something online, somebody's Instagram, I think, and it was like a before and after
boob job
reduction.
Yeah.
And I sent it to LP, and I was like, "Can you imagine our dreams come true if we can do this?"
Honestly, if anybody out there wants to sponsor a breast reduction for Bree and I,
Dr. Miami,
yeah, we'd be in.
As a matter of fact, I just muted both of their mics. They want to talk about breast reductions, y'all. My wife is not getting reductions, so all the doctors out there, don't chime in. Okay. Back to this episode.
We're back.
All right. We'll still take it for free. Anyway.
I don't know what we were talking about.
Nothing. I think we're wrapping up.
Okay, that's fine.
No. Oh, okay. NECA and Wendy.
Yeah.
But what about Wendy's new talk show?
That, yes. So yeah. She's trying to start up a talk show, a daytime talk show.
On what station?
That nobody's going to watch. Doesn't she already know that Wendy, the show, already existed and her name was Wendy Williams?
Well, last year she was pitching Zen Wen as the title of the show. I don't think that's happening. That title is in rotation anymore.
Hard no.
Sounds too much like Z-Way.
But she wants something.
Which is a great show. Mm-hmm. Oh, queen of nighttime talk.
She wants something that is like kind of a kiki and kind of like a real news view situation.
Which is honestly Z-Way, but Z-Way is an actual comedian.
You know what? She can go to like The Blaze or Newsmax.
The Griot.
I can see it.
I actually would watch Wendy's talk show because she is brilliant. She's kind of a mess on the show, but I mean, she's literally a CNN contributor. Like, she's a doctor. She's got, what did she say? She's got 4 degrees.
I got 4 degrees.
Yeah. I mean, I would watch a show like that. I think that she tries too hard to be like very cool and funny, but she could have like co-hosts that are actually cool and funny. Hmm. You know?
To be determined.
Would you? Well.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. It's a no for me too, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know how much longer we have of Potomac this season. I feel like it's coming to a
close. What'd you say? Episode 8?
Yep, this was 8.
So we're about halfway through.
That's true, it is.
Typically,
about halfway.
It's about 13, so 14 like, episodes before the reunions.
I think there's been 10.
Okay.
So yeah, we got at least another month.
A handful of episodes left.
Okay. I mean, you know, we'll watch it.
I'll continue to watch it. I would love for it to get more exciting.
Yes.
That and Real Housewives of Miami, both have just been sitting right at the cusp.
Yeah.
Like, not bad, but not great.
Not great.
You know? But then you've got Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is, even if it's not great, it's always delivering, kind of.
We're going to have to discuss our power rankings next episode.
Oh, we do? We got to do another power ranking. Yeah.
Do.
Yeah. Maybe next ep.
Yeah.
We've got March Madness coming up. Maybe we can do another sports. Oh,
we already have an idea for that.
Do we?
Yeah,
we
the looks.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to start planning that.
Stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned.
What else you got for us, Brie?
LP has a game for us to close out our show. We're going to take a super quick break, refill your drinks. We'll meet you back here in just a moment. Welcome back. It is game time. We don't know what we're doing. LP is in charge.
It is, you know, game master time. Isn't that what it is from Hunger Games? The game master?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's me, Seneca. So tonight we're playing a little game called...
Not having name. Well, be quiet. So name. Let me talk, Jesus.
Next name one. Him.
Okay.
Yes, we're playing a little game called Name 'Em. So I'm going to give you a series of clues, 1 through 5. I'm going to list them one at a time. And for every clue, you get, well, I would say points, but there's only 2 of you, so we don't no real need to keep points.
And what's mine is yours. What's yours is mine, more importantly.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, I want to see blood.
Thank you. I'm coming for it.
So I will list a clue. Give you a few moments to digest that clue, and you try to name them. Okay. If you are unable to name them after that clue, I will read you the subsequent clue. Ideally, you know, in a hopeful, I've done this game right, they get a little easier and, you know, or a little less difficult, or the clues build on each other, and hopefully you are able to name them.
And these are all Bravo Lebs?
This will be a Bravo Lebrity.
Okay.
This will be a Bravo Lebrity. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll even tell you, she's a woman. Start there.
Okay.
Okay. Clue number one. I exemplify the American dream with my rags to riches story.
Okay, when we know, what do we do?
You, if you know, if you are ready, if you feel like you can guess, you can do it at any clue.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh my God, if you already have it.
Go ahead.
Do you think you know?
No, I do, but you go.
Bethany Frankel.
Sutton.
Oh no, Sutton came from money.
No, Sutton was
money.
Okay.
Sutton was riches to more riches.
Must be nice.
Okay. Clue number two. I consistently hold the center peach on my show. And peach is in quotation marks. So
ding, ding, ding. To riches. Okay.
Nene.
I don't know.
Okay. Clue number three. I sell products that are olfactorily pleasing.
Ding, ding, ding. Candy.
Smell, by the way. Sense of smell.
I didn't know that.
Sense of smell.
Okay, give
me that. Okay. Number four. I would define myself as a mother, lover, entrepreneur, and royalty in my own right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Huger?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. So you get clue number four.
I don't know if she's rags or riches.
That's what she says.
I know that's what she says.
That's what she says.
Her family owned like acres and acres and acres and acres of land. Okay.
One of the few black owned plantations, as she likes to say.
Lord almighty.
You want to hear what clue number five would have been?
Yeah.
Though I've said my mouth is retired, I will hand deliver etiquette rules to you if I feel like you've been in breach.
Yep, I would have got that one. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Retired mouth.
Yep.
That's what got me.
So, Naima.
Okay.
That's next? It.
Oh,
that was the game.
Okay, I won.
Yeah, you won. I mean, you guessed it. That was it. Yeah.
Well, that was good.
Thank you. I'm going to keep score. Who knows? Maybe at the end of the year, we'll have a Naimum ranking system. Naimum
champ.
I'm getting the next one.
Okay, so we'll Bree's see. Got 1 point.
We'll see.
Desmond?
Coming for your head.
Mm-hmm.
Zero as of today, but...
Well, if any of you listening think that you could come against me, the reigning champ, 1-0, let us know.
Hey.
Okay.
We could turn this into an Instagram game.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Hey, before we head out, if you guys have not gone to boymeetsbravo.com, click the shop tab on the top. We've got some merch for you. You want to go check it out. New things are being added every week. And if you do order something, I mean, I'll get an email, but let us know,
reach out with us.
Yeah. Take a pic and, reach out. We're at Boy Meets Bravo on Instagram. Till next week, y'all.
Till next week.
Till next week.
Bye. Boy Meets Bravo.
All right.